I have dominion. Shall we rise on our feet this morning and let's magnify the name of the Lord. Let's exalt his holy name. Let's worship him. Somebody give him all the praise. Give him all the honor, all the adoration that he deserves this morning. Give him all the glory this morning again for the privilege of seeing another day, another wonderful day like this. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name, O God. Thank you, mighty God. Somebody appreciate him. Give him all the glory. Only the living can praise him. Somebody thank him this morning. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Appreciate him. Give him all the praise. Give him all the glory. Wonderful God. Thank you, Jesus, for this wonderful day that you have made. Glory and honor be to your name. Somebody bless his holy name. Thank him for how he has started with you again this wonderful week. He has started with us in a wonderful way. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name. Thank you for his grace. Thank you for his grace, his mercies, his loving kindness, his faithfulness over our lives. Glory and honor be to your name, Jesus. Now this morning, begin to ask for fresh grace, even in his presence. As you have drawn unto him again this morning, he said he will draw unto you. Lord, this morning, oh God, I have asked for fresh grace even on the prayer altar this morning. Somebody ask for fresh grace on the prayer altar. Lord, strengthen me. Lord, empower me afresh. Enable me. Help me even to pray to the point of answers. Lord, help me this morning to pray, oh God. Father, to the point where my voice will be heard. Empower me this morning and grace me afresh. On the prayer altar, Lord, I seek for your help this day. On the prayer altar, I seek for your help. Help me, oh God. Jesus, to pray through this morning. Oh Lord, I pray, help me to pray through. In the mighty name of Jesus, let my voice be heard again. In the name of Jesus. And oh Lord, on this prayer mountain this morning, let there be a change of story. Lord, I pray, let my life be impacted afresh. In the mighty name of Jesus, let there be a change of story even this morning. Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, let there be a fresh impact on my life. Oh God, thank you, mighty God. Somebody appreciate Jesus. Give him all the glory in Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. Please put your hands together for Jesus and let's welcome the praise team.
Ancient of days, as old as you are, as old as you are, you will never change. Ancient of days, as old as you are, and as old as you are, you will never change. Ancient of days, as old as you are.
You will never change.
Ancient of days.
Ancient
Almighty God, all powerful God, Almighty God, all powerful God, you are worthy to receive all our praise. You reign forevermore. Almighty God,
Almighty God,
all powerful God. Jesus, you are my velocity. Oh, you are my velocity. You are my velocity. You are my velocity. You are my velocity.
Let's give the Lord a big hand and please be seated. I have dominion or be rising up again shortly to commence our intercession. When we rise, we shall be saying, Father, by the blood of Jesus, we decree peace across the length and breadth of Nigeria before, during, and after Shiloh 2019. Our amen can be louder. In John chapter 14 and verse 27, it says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth. Let's rise on our feet this morning with faith in our heart as we together pray, saying, Father, by the blood of Jesus, we decree peace across the length and breadth of Nigeria before, during, and after Shiloh 2019. Is somebody praying this morning? Lift up your voice and let the Lord hear your voice of intercession. Our Father, by the blood of Jesus, we decree peace across the length and breadth of Nigeria before, during, and after Shiloh 2019. Is somebody praying this morning? Let the Lord hear your voice of intercession. Father, by the blood of Jesus Christ, we decree peace across the length, the bread of Nigeria before, during, and after Shiloh 2019. Is the Lord hearing your voice of intercession? Someone is praying in faith this morning. The Lord must hear your voice this morning. Father, by the eternal and everlasting blood of Jesus, we decree peace across the length and breadth of Nigeria before, during, and after Shiloh 2019. Father, let your peace reign across the breadth, the length and breadth of Nigeria before, during, and after Shiloh 2019. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody praying this morning, lift up your voice this morning and pray loudly. Pray confidently. There shall be no trouble in any part of the land, in any part of Nigeria. He said, my peace I live with you. Not as the world giveth. Giveth I thee. Are you still praying this morning? God must hear your voice and your voice must count. Father, by the blood of Jesus, we decree peace across the land and breadth of Nigeria before, during, and after Shiloh 2019. Are you still praying? Remember, you can pray in your understanding and you can equally pray in the Holy Ghost. Father, by the blood of the Lamb, by the blood of Jesus Christ, we decree your eternal peace across the land, the breadth of Nigeria, across all the zonal locations of Nigeria, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, during Shiloh, before Shiloh, and after Shiloh 2019. You have done it before. You will yet do it again. There shall be no war in any geopolitical zone of that land. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established unto you. Is somebody decreeing this morning? Stand strong in faith and decree boldly this morning, Father, by the blood of Jesus, we decree peace across the land and breadth of Nigeria before, during, and after Shiloh 2019. Now you can begin to pray in the language of the Holy Ghost. Bro le ketia do shada le kazuziande etoshila zokale brade shande kotoliadega ante kota geziado zenate bosialo sendala ilakosa. In the peace of Nigeria lies our own peace. Is somebody praying this morning? Ne kosutula itoshibaze in the kotande akosa ilakose obra le koshate potania in Kusu Endoshatela brother. Father, by the blood of Jesus, we decree peace across the land and breadth of Nigeria. Now lift up your hands, appreciate him this morning. God has answered us. Give him glory, give him honor, because it is done. In Jesus' wonderful name we have prayed. Please be seated as you give the Lord a big hand.
I have dominion. When we rise, this shall be our prayer line. Father, let every form of grave holding your people hostage be opened at Shiloh 2019. A louder amen. Ezekiel 37 verse 12. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, behold, O my people, I will open your graves, cause you to come up out, and take you into the land of Israel. Rise as we pray this morning with this scripture in mind. Our Father, let every form of grave holding your people hostage be opened at Shiloh 2019. In the name of Jesus, our Father, let every form of grave holding your people hostage be opened at Shiloh 2019. In the name of Jesus, lift your voice and engage your faith. Pray with confidence this morning. Our Father, let every form of grave holding your people hostage be opened at Shiloh 2019. Behold, O my people, says the Lord, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out, and I will bring you into the land of Israel. We are praying the will of God this morning. We are lifting up our voices. We are lifting up holy hands. We are crying out to God in faith. Our Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, let every form of grave, whatever represents the grave, whatever represents the grave clothes, holding your people hostage, be loosed, be opened up at Shiloh 2019. In the name of Jesus, let it be for us a Shiloh of resurrection encounters as you open up every grave holding your people hostage. In the name of Jesus, lift your voice and pray this morning. Reach out to God with faith in your heart. Pray with everything within you. Our Father, let every form of grave holding your people hostage be opened at Shiloh 2019. Let no grave, let no form of grave remain shut. According to your word, O God of heaven, let every form of grave holding your people hostage be opened at Shiloh 2019. Whatever represents the grave must lose its victory. Whatever represents the grave must open up at Shiloh 2019. Therefore, pray this morning. Engage confidently this morning. Let God hear your voice as we cry out to him in faith and confidence. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, let every form of grave holding your people hostage be opened at Shiloh 2019. Be opened at Shiloh 2019. You have done it before and you have not changed. We reach out to you again this morning. Our Father, according to your word, let every form of grave holding your people hostage be opened at Shiloh 2019. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are crying out this morning. You are reaching out to our living God who answers prayer. Pray confidently. Reach out to God in faith. Pour out your heart to God. Our Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, let every form of grave holding your people hostage, whatever represents the grave, stagnation of all sorts, shame of all sorts, every form of grave holding your people hostage, lose them like Lazarus, lose them at Shiloh 2019. In the name of Jesus Christ, reach out to God as we pray in the Holy Ghost this morning. Wababandela Santene, Edo Zuzaradaba, Adoara Pando Shanteni, Ila Gubrandiala Baba, Rosso Santanina, Abaru Brondiala Gam Pandeliaradi, Relia Guara Pantana. You can pray in the spirit. You can pray your understanding, but this moment, ensure your faith is on the line. Alura Taneli, Eliara Gabatona, Adoso Paranini, Alu Shatanana, Moraseta, Elogo Prondeliara Tantenane, Elero Susantanama, Ashotane, Ila Babarano, Uka Pragaliata Kunama, Abrando Sontana. Prove again you are the resurrection and the life. Our Father, Maroso Parane, Ilagarata Nabarade, let every form of grave holding your people hostage open at Shiloh in Jesus' precious name. Give Jesus a big hand and please have your seat.
I have dominion. Next, we are praying, saying, Father, sanctify the entirety of Canaan land, making it fit for your manifest presence as Shiloh 2019. Exodus chapter 3 and verse 5. And he said, draw not near either, put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Shall we be on our feet as we lift up our voices before the Lord this morning, saying, Father, sanctify the entirety of Canaan land, making it fit for your manifest presence at Shiloh 2019. Father, in the name of Jesus, sanctify the entirety of Canaan land, making it fit for your manifest presence at Shiloh 2019. Lift up your voice and pray unto our God this morning. Pray in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, sanctify the entirety of Canaan land, making it fit for your manifest presence at Shiloh 2019. Our Father, we pray unto you that you will sanctify the entirety of Canaan land, making it fit for your manifest presence at Shiloh 2019. Father, in the name of Jesus, sanctify the entirety of Canaan land, making it fit for your manifest presence at Shiloh 2019. It is the presence of God that makes all the difference. We ask, oh Lord, that all through Shiloh 2019, in the name of Jesus, your presence shall be made manifest. In the name of Jesus, Father, sanctify the entirety of Canaan land, making it fit for your manifest presence at Shiloh 2019. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, sanctify the entirety of Canaan land, making it fit for your manifest presence at Shiloh 2019. Lift up your voice and pray in faith this morning. Pray from the depth of your heart. In the name of Jesus, sanctify the entirety of Canaan land, making it fit for your manifest presence at Shiloh 2019. This is our heart desire, oh Lord. This is our heart cry this day. We pray, oh Lord, that you will sanctify the entirety of Canaan land, making it fit for your manifest presence at Shiloh 2019. In the name of Jesus Christ, by your presence, the mountain shall crumble. By your presence, the cedar in Lebanon shall bow. In the name of Jesus, we pray, oh God, that you will sanctify the entirety of Canaan land, making it fit for your manifest presence at Shiloh 2019. Lift up your voice and pray fervently this morning, praying from the depth of your heart, asking the Father, in the name of Jesus, sanctify the entirety of Canaan land, making it fit for your manifest presence at Shiloh 2019. Father, in your name we pray, sanctify the entirety of Canaan land, making it fit for your manifest presence at Shiloh 2019. Let that be total sanctification of the entire Canaan land in the name of Jesus. Total cleansing of the entire Canaan land in the name of Jesus, making it fit for your manifest presence at Shiloh 2019. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, sanctify the entirety of Canaan land, making it fit for your manifest presence at Shiloh 2019. Lift up your voice, pray unto our God this morning. Pray fervently. You can pray from the depth of your heart. Make sure you are praying in faith, asking God to sanctify the entirety of Canaan land and making it fit for his manifest presence at Shiloh 2019. You can power that prayer in the spirit. You can pray in your understanding. Be sure your prayer is connected to heaven this day. Father, we ask that you sanctify the entirety of Canaan land, making it fit for your manifest presence at Shiloh 2019. Le parakande prelakotozia, mare pande kato, ipare kakataya, rasukande, imbreke ketozu, iparaka kekarosa, merikataya, res yangaba, ma kekere prelakatozia. Sanctify, Lord, the entirety of Canaan land, making it fit for your manifest presence at Shiloh 2019. This is our heart cry, and we know you have answered. Begin to magnify the name of the Lord and give him the glory because he has answered. We thank you, Father. To you alone be all the glory. In Jesus' wonderful name, we are prayed. Give Jesus a big hand and please be seated.
I have dominion. We shall be praying, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, let every encounter with the word at Shiloh 2019 turn every participant to an envy of his or her world. In Genesis chapter 26, verse 1 and 14, and there was famine in the land beside the first famine that was in the day of Abraham. And in verse 14, Isaac had great possession of flocks, possession of herds, and a great store of servants, and the Philistines envied him. Please rise this morning as we lift our voice, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, let every encounter with the word at Shiloh 2019 turn every participant to an envy of his or our world. Father, in the name of Jesus, let every encounter with the word at Shiloh 2019 turn every participant to an envy of his or our world. Lift your voice this morning and pray this prayer that must be answered, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, let every encounter with the word at Shiloh
2019, turn every participant to an envy of his or our world. Father, in the name of Jesus, let every encounter with the world at Shiloh 2019 turn every participant to an envy of his or our world. For Isaac had great possession of flocks and great possession of us and great store servants, and the Philistines envied him. Therefore, we pray in the name of Jesus, let every encounter with the world at Shiloh 2019 turn every participant to an envy of his or our world. Lift your voice this morning. Pray in the spirit. Pray in your understanding. Be fervent in your engagement, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, let every encounter with the world at Shiloh 2019, let every encounter with the world at Shiloh 2019 turn every participant to an envy of his or our world. Father, in the name of Jesus, let every encounter with the world at Shiloh 2019 turn every encounter, turn every participant to an envy of his or our world. Lift your voice, pray in the spirit, pray in your understanding, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, let every encounter with the world at Shiloh 2019 turn every participant to an envy of his or our world. Father, in the name of Jesus, let every encounter with the world at Shiloh 2019 turn every participant to an envy of his or our world. Lift your voice, pray in the spirit, pray in your understanding. Father, in the name of Jesus, let every encounter with the world at Shiloh 2019 turn every participant to an envy of his or our world. Turn every participant, every man, every woman, to an envy of his or our world. Let's pray in the spirit now. Nesopia katania, ledushika paraniata, in nesuzam preketenizoria di shintonia, in pantazo zoteketeria, ratazo zipranizeriaka, in tenekletoniza. Father, in the name of Jesus, let every encounter with the world at Shiloh 2019 turn every participant to an envy of his or our world. Nekopasia netositeria, leprando sike parana, inisha pante kopania dozizadia, ratinia to zampalitezia, ekotusitisa, impanosia tata, inisha kepara, turn every participant to an envy of his or our world. Lift your hands, begin to thank him. Give him the glory. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Give the Lord a big hand and please take your seat.
I have dominion. In a moment we shall be rising up to pray, saying, Father, we decree seasons of unstoppable advancement and enlargement as an aftermath of Shiloh 2019 for this commission. Can I hear a bigger amen? Isaiah chapter 54 from verse 2 to 3 says, enlarge the place of thy tent, lengthen thy cords, strengthen thy stakes, for thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left hand, thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles. Please rise up to your feet with me. Lift up your voice as we pray. Father, we decree seasons of unstoppable advancement and enlargement as an aftermath of Shiloh 2019. Father, we decree that your people shall break limits indeed and have seasons of unstoppable advancement, seasons of enlargement. Your people shall be breaking forth to the left, breaking forth to the right. Father, Lord, we ask, O Lord, that your people, O Lord, shall enjoy unstoppable advancement and enlargement as an aftermath of Shiloh 2019 for this commission. Father, we decree seasons of unstoppable advancement and enlargement as an aftermath of Shiloh 2019 for this commission. Father, we decree seasons of unstoppable advancement, unstoppable enlargement as an aftermath of Shiloh 2019 for this commission. Somebody lift up your voice and pray a prayer that must be answered. Pray a prayer that must arise up to heaven. Father, we decree seasons of unstoppable advancement, seasons of unstoppable enlargement as an aftermath of Shiloh 2019 for this commission. Somebody lift up your voice and let the Lord hear the voice of your intercession. Let him hear the sound of your prayer. Pray fervently. Pray from your heart. Make a decree that must come to pass. Father, we decree seasons of unstoppable advancement, seasons of unstoppable enlargement as an aftermath of Shiloh 2019 for this commission. Father, we decree seasons of unstoppable advancement. Father, we decree seasons of unstoppable enlargement as an aftermath of Shiloh 2019 for this commission. Lift up your voice as you pray. Lift up your voice as you intercede. Father, we decree seasons of unstoppable advancement and enlargement as an aftermath of Shiloh 2019 for this commission. Lift up your voice. Speak to the Lord. Pray a prayer that must be answered. Pray from your heart. Pray believing. Father, we decree seasons of unstoppable advancement and enlargement as an aftermath of Shiloh 2019 for this commission. Father, we decree seasons of unstoppable advancement and enlargement as an aftermath of Shiloh 2019 for this commission. Father, Lord, we ask, let there be seasons of unstoppable advancement and enlargement as an aftermath of Shiloh 2019 for this commission. Someone lift up your voice, pray in your understanding, also pray in the spirit, but by all means, let your heart be connected. Ribros, lift up those hands right now. Appreciate God. Thank him for answers to prayer. Give him praise. Give him glory in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we are praying. Put those hands together for the Lord. And please, you may be seated.
I have dominion. In a moment, we're going to be rising to pray. And this time, we're presenting our personal supplications before the Lord. And as we do, I want us to be reminded of God's word in the book of Mark chapter 11 and verse 24. Whatsoever thing you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. This is your opportunity. Shall we rise on our feet as you go before the Lord, presenting the desires of your heart and doing so with faith as you take delivery of all that you request. Lift your voice and pray from the depth of your heart this morning. now begin to give thanks unto God, everything by prayer, by supplication, with thanksgiving. Your request is made known unto God. Lift your voice and give quality thanks unto his name. Give praise unto his name. Give glory unto his name. Appreciate and glorify the name of the Most High God. Celebrate him as worthy of praise. Make sure your voice of gratitude is recorded on high as you give glory and honor unto the name of the Most High. Thank him. Give him praise. Father, thank you for answering our prayer. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Give Jesus a big hand and please be seated.
I have dominion. It is testimony time. Please, let's listen attentively to these documented testimonies. Number one, 3 years blindness terminated. In 2010, I had itching in the eye, and I went for medical treatment where I was given a glass, which I later lost. And since then, my sight grew worse till I could not see again. I only recognized people via their voices. I had gone from one place to another, had taken me to so many prayer houses. I was at home on Wednesday, and my sister who came visiting told me about Shiloh, and she brought me to Shiloh ground. As Papa was giving the testimony of a woman that rose up from the wheelchair after 6 years, I said to God that if he can do it for this woman, he should do it for me. Immediately, I told my sister that I saw somebody wearing white cloth and talking. That was Bishop Oyedepo. Give Jesus a big hand. As the service went on, my sight became clearer. I was led by the hand to the service, but after my healing, I walked from the service home without any aid. Give Jesus a big, big hand for that amazing visitation. Now I can see after 3 years of total blindness. I return all the glory to the God of Shiloh. Amen. And the testifier is Aisha Sunday. Number two. God wiped away my tears at Shiloh. I have a 23-year-old daughter who lives with me and has been a concern. She smoked, attended nightclubs, and did all sorts of wayward things. She was rude beyond description. When I'm praying or praising God, she would tell me that I was disturbing her. I have prayed all I know to the point I stopped praying. But during the outreach operations declared by Papa, I actively involved in a large ghetto where all sorts of characters, particularly prostitutes, miscreants, and the downtrodden lived, trusting God for her own turnaround. Then this Shiloh, my daughter, came uninvited. And the God of Shiloh showed up. She committed her life to Jesus Christ. She is now a brand new person. Amen. Hungrily devouring the scriptures and Papa's books, taking notes by herself. On Wednesday morning, her brand new phone was missing, but that did not dampen her newfound joy. She said, even if she recovered the phone, she will sacrifice it to God beyond a sacrifice she had given at Shiloh. At Shiloh, she was busy attending to the financial needs of people all around her. It was just awesome. Now, my joy is unspeakable. God gave me this amazing, awesome visitation right on Shiloh ground. To God alone be all the glory. And the testifier is Mrs. Omotayo. Oh, let's rise to our feet, lift up our voices, and give thanks to the God of Shiloh for this amazing testimony. Celebrate him again.
lift up those two hands and give God thanks. This is the doing of the Lord and it's marvelous in our eyes. We celebrate you, Jesus. You're turning every concern at Shiloh here to testimonies like you did for these precious individuals. Give him thanks. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. I was coming here this morning to show you one of the weapons of our warfare that is often ignored. Praying for others is winning your battles. Praying for others, seeking the well-being of others is securing your well-being. Awesome God, he said, I'm praying all prayers in the spirit and supplication for all saints. And it's listed among putting on the whole armor of God. So praying for the need of others is securing answers to the needs of your life. It's amazing. This woman went into the ghetto, ministering to prostitutes, miscreants, and all manner of characters. And Jesus stepped in and recovered her daughter. Supernaturally. Came to church uninvited. Someone who hated the mother praying or singing praises. Smoking and going out night parties and coming back half naked. And Jesus stepped in. If you genuinely commit yourself to the needs of others, your needs will be met without sweat. It's a mystery of the kingdom. That's why ministers who devote their life in seeking the well-being, you know, they don't have to pray for one thing in their life. As they keep doing that with every zeal and zest, with passion, with fire, God said, okay, you are asking that everybody that comes to Shiloh should have an encounter. So, I make you number one. You are praying that God should turn their concerns to testimonies. You'll be number one. You are praying that the downtrodden will experience a new order of breakthrough. You'll be number one. Everything you seek for others, he makes you first in assessing it. Because the husbandman that labored must be first partaker of the fruit. If I were you, identify the needs of some fellows, some brethren around you, and make it part of your commitment in preparing for Shiloh. Before you arrive Shiloh, some of those concerns of yours have been turned to testimonies by genuinely engaging in seeking the well-being of others. Lift up your two hands. I think we can even close now because that's practical, that's real, you can touch it. Lift up your two hands and ask the Lord for a new passion in desiring the good of others. Come on now. Ask God for a new zeal in seeking the well-being of challenged people around your life. Ask God for a new fire in committing the needs of others unto God in prayers. Take it. Take it. If you think you need it, take it. I need it always. Take it. You will always need it. Take it. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, Lord, speak to every one of us again. Make today a morning to be much remembered. In Jesus' name, amen. I have dominion. Please get seated. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. Amen. Praying answer expectant prayers. It is expectation that gives substance to our faith. He defined faith as the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So faith without hope is dead. It has no substance. It cannot deliver. Faith is a man, and the wife of faith is hope. And there is no man, no matter how strong, who can deliver a child without a woman. So, faith will never deliver any result without expectation. Expectation is what turns faith to manifestation. Where there is no expectation, faith is dead. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things expected, the evidence of things not seen. So when faith lacks expectation, it lacks substance and can never deliver evidence. Any faith in any man that lacks expectation will lack evidence. Our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us, and he will deliver us from your hand, you wicked king. But don't say you pity us. Even if he does not, we won't bow to your dirty image. Ooh. And he will, that means we expect him to. And then there was no smell of fire on them. Their heart was intact. Their ear intact. Their beards intact. There was no sign that they went through fire because their faith had substance. When Jesus said to come to Canaan land that he will build this sanctuary in 1 year, I had full, touchable, feelable expectation. Nobody can convince me in this world that you see, I don't see more than what he said. I can't see more than what he said. So when it was 2 months of the time, we had an all night here, and I was drenched with rain. But I saw a covered building. You may see rain and be pitying me. I won't get out of that rain. I'm not under rain. I'm under a covered roof. And the rain was at the center, so anybody could laugh at this foolish man who doesn't know how to hide from rain. Amen. He finished it because it was expected. You don't expect, you can't experience. No, you can pray like prayer mountains from now till Jesus comes, and you don't eat more than once a day or once in 3 days. It won't change. What, whenever faith lacks expectation, it lacks substance. If it lacks substance, it will never produce evidence. Never produce evidence. You want your prayers to be answered? Let your supplications and intercessions be substantiated with expectation. Otherwise, it will lack evidence. Faith is the substance of things expected, the evidence of things that doesn't appear real. It produces evidence that appears to be unreal, yet cannot be denied. This is it. Jacob said, I won't let you go until you bless me. He said, let me go. It's getting to the morning time. He said, afternoon can break. You won't go anywhere. He said, now, what's thy name? He said, my name is Jacob. He said, your name shall no longer be Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince, thou hast power with God and with man, and hast prevailed. I won't let you go. 21 years I've been like this. You won't go anywhere today. He said, let me go for the day break. He said, day, afternoon will break, evening will break, but you won't go. Amen. He was very expectant of a change of story. And he returned with a change of name. Now, many will return with undeniable change of name from Shiloh 2019. So make it part of your prayer. Make Shiloh 2019 a mountain of change of name for all participants. Every negative name that anyone may be carrying will be turned around for a new name. Praise God. Pray with expectation. Like I mentioned to you, seek the turnaround of others. Your own turnaround will be natural. Not supernatural, natural. It will just be what goes on its own. You are not thinking of the next or not the next. It's just going on. It's just going on. It's just going on because you are desperately committed to the turnaround of others. So it makes you first on the list of turnarounds. Amen. Father, you must answer this woman this time. In the name of Jesus, this waiting must be over. Nerushka balarata, on this mountain of breaking limits, let the impossible take place in the life of this family. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. They bear your name. The world around them know them to be yours. Let this Shiloh 2019 be their Shiloh of new beginnings. Oh Lord, recover that wayward son, that wayward daughter. Lord Jesus, stop their tears. And what you are doing is taking some things away from you and from your generation after you. Can I hear your amen? So, Ephesians 6 and verse 8, whatever good thing any man does, the same he shall receive from the Lord. The same. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 18. He said, I'm praying all prayers and supplications in the spirit for all saints. For all saints. Ephesians 6 and verse 18. Now, praying always with all prayer and supplications in the spirit and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And for me also, verse 19, that utterance may be great. You see, every time you engage in praying for others, you are engaging in warfare for victory over your own battle. Remember, put on the whole armor of God and maybe to stand in the evil day and never done how to stand. And they are listed. Those things are listed. Among the whole armor of God. So you can engage in intercessions and supplications for others to win your own battles. So don't be selfish in this forthcoming Shiloh, but take others in your heart before the Lord so he can rewrite your story and my story also. Amen. It's our expectation that sets the pace for his intervention. You don't expect it. He cannot intervene. Now, you see, as they say, our God whom we serve is able to save us. And these were prayer warriors. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and Daniel, they were prayer partners. Amen. These were heavy prayer people. Before they arrived in the furnace, the fourth person, we call him, but that's the first person. If he came there 1 minute later, who made them? He arrived there first before them. Their expectations sent the God of consuming fire into that fire before they came. So it's our expectation that defines his intervention. No expectation. You can't have his intervention. You have that paralytic man told them, he said, take me through the roof. Today, not today. Later on, we repair the roof. He saw their faith, and faith is the substance of things expected. He saw their expectations. They were letting him die. He said, son, thy sins are forgiven you. He intervened supernaturally as he saw their expectation as intact. Praise God. Amen. I'm eager to arrive at Shiloh. I'm very eager. You know the reason why? Giants, after the order of limit breakers that we have in scriptures, will be rising from there. It shall be a mountain of transfiguration. People will step out of Shiloh as angels of God. So shall it be. Proverbs 23 and verse 18. Surely there's an end, and thy expectation shall not be cut off. There's an end to that ordeal around your life. There's an end to that concern in your life. That challenge, son and daughter, will be the one to say, I'm going to shoot and I'm staying there. You say, where are you going to stay? Leave me to that. I'm going to meet God this time. And before you arrive, you have been praying for him. He has arrived there. You say, where are you? You say, I'm not answering anybody now, please. I'm busy with God. And then after Shiloh, he becomes a priest in the house, walking with God, transformed, transfigured. That will be the experience of every single participant at Shiloh. Please stand to your feet. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. Give the Lord the biggest hand of praise. Amen. And lift up your two hands and receive grace for tireless intercession and supplication towards Shiloh 2019. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I receive grace for tireless supplications and intercessions towards Shiloh 2019. Supplications for challenged people that I know, challenged brethren around my life. I receive that grace today. Praying for others is a covenant opportunity to have your needs met. Lift up those two hands, everybody, and speak to the day. Speak to the day. God has said that this week is your week of testimonies. Speak to the day. Speak to the day. Take grace to keep living like Jesus in every way. Thank you, Jesus.
Speak to the day you are decreeing and declaring. What you decree shall be delivered. Now lift your hands and begin to give thanks to God. Give praise to his name. Give glory unto him. Celebrate him as worthy. Father, we say thank you. We give you all the praise. And we give you all the glory. Accept our thanksgiving, Lord. For in Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Somebody believe, say loud, amen. Let us share the goodness and personalize it. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. I have dominion, and I take dominion. Congratulations, amen and amen. Please be reminded as we go, the Kingdom Advancement Squad have their prayer meeting this evening at 6 p.m. Be blessed in Jesus' name.